Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Praise God for his excellent grace, his excellent mercy, and all he has done for us. Praise God for who he is. Today, I just wanted to talk about something I guess I had even been going through this week. Sometimes we get in a place or there comes a time when we find ourselves the pinpoint of trouble, disturbance, and false accusation. We become discouraged because those we trusted are doing things to hurt us for their own embellishment. We hurt inside because we trusted them. And it's something in us that changes when this happens. However, we try to stay at peace and trying to still see the good in others and still look to find that hope. Things will change. And I found myself in this predicament this week and even in the past many times, but this week I know, I found myself in this predicament where I was just feeling hurt because I trusted some people and, you know, they really hurt me. And especially knowing that I have always done my best, that I've been doing my best to do good, to do the right thing. And it's ironic because even during this same week, the scripture of 2 Corinthians 4 was given to me by a family member. And after the situation that happened to me, I was reminded of this scripture. And so I wanted really to read the New Translation Version of this scripture, and I'm going to read it. 2 Corinthians 4. Therefore, since God in his mercy has given us this new day, give up. We reject all shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We don't try to trick anyone or distort the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all who are honest know this. If the good news we preach is hidden behind the veil, it is hidden only from people who are perishing. Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. You see, we don't go around preaching about ourselves. We preach that Jesus Christ is Lord, and we ourselves are your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let there be light in the darkness," has made his light shine in our hearts so we can know the glory of God that is seen in the face of Jesus Christ. We now have this light shining in our hearts, but we ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this great treasure. This makes it clear that our great power is from God, not from ourselves. We are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. We were We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. Through suffering, our bodies continue to share in the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be seen in our bodies. Yes, we live under constant danger of death because we serve Jesus, so that the life of Jesus will be evident in our dying bodies. So we live in the face of death, but this has resulted in eternal life for you. But we continue to preach because we have the same kind of faith the psalmist had when he said, I believe in God, so I spoke. We know that God who raised the Lord Jesus will also raise with us, with Jesus, and present us to himself, and present us to himself together with you. All of this is for your benefit. And as God's grace reaches more and more people, there will be great thanksgiving, and God will receive more and more glory. That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. The scripture reminds me not to give up. Reject shameful and underhanded methods. Don't trick others. Although this may happen to us, and we may feel troubled and crushed on every side, we get knocked down, we are hurt, and sometimes that hurt we feel displays itself in so many difficult ways. But God reminds us we are not destroyed. We even live in this sinful world in the face of death, but our spirits are renewed day by day. Though we think or feel our troubles are big, they are actually small, and one day they will all soon be gone, for our hope is in Christ Jesus. God is always with us. He guides our footsteps, and he lifts us up. Isaiah 41:10 reminds us to not be afraid, for God is with us. Don't be discouraged, for he is our God. He will strengthen us and help us. He holds us up with his victorious right hand. What an amazing God we serve. The God who fights our battles, confuses and humiliates our enemies. Isaiah 41:11. And he tells us not to be afraid because he is here to help us. The Lord our Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. He will never abandon us. He will open up rivers, fountains of water in the valleys. He does this to let our enemies know that he is God. He is God, and he's still on the throne. He is powerful. He is mighty. Our troubles are small compared to his might. We are to have faith and trust in him. Do not be discouraged, because his grace is more than enough. His grace is sufficient for me. His grace is sufficient for me. Praise God for his faithfulness, and his love endureth forever. Lord, I thank you this day. I thank you for all those who are listening. I thank you for their lives. I thank you, Lord, that you are mighty, you are glorious, and you are holy. I thank you, Lord, for keeping us day by day. I thank you, Lord, for strengthening us when there's trouble all around. I thank you, Lord, for giving us peace when it seems that there is no peace. Though people may come against us, though people may lie on us, though people may do things to harm us, Lord, you are our victorious covering. Your Holy Spirit continues to surround us every day, every hour, every week. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for our Comforter. We thank you, Lord, that no matter where we are, no matter what we're going through, you are with us. You are guiding our footsteps. You are strengthening our bodies. When our bodies are in pain and feel weak and we just can't keep going, Lord, you lift us up. You hold us up. You help us to keep going forth. You help our bodies to be strengthened. You help us to keep going. Thank you, Lord, for you are glorious and mighty. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for your power. We thank you, Lord, for your protection. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for being near, even though sometimes it doesn't seem that we can hear you, but you're still there. You're still there. Even in the midnight hour, you're still there. And you remind us. Sometimes you have to remind us because sometimes we forget. Yet you remind us with the stillness and that still small voice that you speak to us even in the midnight hour when we feel like we're all alone. I glorify you. Magnify your name, God, for you are holy and mighty. I ask for your blessings over your people, God. Watch over them and keep them. Keep them from all hurt, harm, and danger. Surround them with your Holy Spirit and comfort their hearts and holy and give them peace. Let your angels be there fighting the battles, fighting their battles where the enemy tries to knock them down. Lord, that your angels are fighting in the spiritual realm. And that you are strengthening us and guiding our footsteps. I praise your holy name. I magnify your holy name. I thank you, Lord, for your power and your grace, your anointing. I thank you, God. There is none like you. And I praise your holy name. And I give you the glory in Jesus' name. And I give you the praise, God, in Jesus' name. I give you the praise. I give you the honor. In Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name.